Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. Well, parents, if you've been watching Parental Guidance over the last couple of weeks, this is a...
It's a lot of emotions.
Very unique TV show, and the whole idea is to look at the ways families with very different parenting styles raise their kids and come up with the answer to the question, what works best, if at all?
And the man who's been sort of driving this roller coaster of chaos for the last couple of weeks, the man behind it all, Justin Colson, he joins us now. How are you, Justin?
It's nice to be with you, gentlemen. Thanks for spending some time and talking about parenting.
Can I just tell you, has the thing that blown, because obviously this is no shock to you, you're an expert in this field, but since the show's been airing for a few weeks now, have you been getting bailed up by people at Woolies or in the street, surprised by how many different types of parenting styles? Because as a child of the 70s and 80s, you're either a bad parent or a good parent. There wasn't the Baskin and Robbins approach to parenting like there is now.
Parenting has changed a lot, And yeah, you're right. I mean, once upon a time, parents didn't think about parenting. They didn't ask, am I doing this right? They just had kids and got on with life.
And look, if you haven't been following the show, there are so many different varieties of parenting. There's routine, there's strict, there's French, there's tiger,
helicopter.
There's free range, helicopter. Is there any that you identify with? What sort of parent are you, Justin?
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. There's still a whole lot that we left out. And I should hasten to add, none of these are technically what you'd call scientifically defined parenting styles, but they're the stuff that you see in the mummy blogs, in the mainstream media. People talk about this sort of stuff all the time. If you were to look at what sort of a parent I am, I think you're going to find that it depends on the context. Every now and again, I'm going to be a damn strict parent because my kids, they need to listen to me. And other times, I'm going to be pretty free range. Why? Because the context says, hey, kids, go for your life. Figure it out for yourself. Sometimes I'm going to be attachment parenting because my kids want to be close to me. They need to be they need me to be responsive and warm. And I think as parents, what we really need to be doing is looking at our kids and what their needs are and looking at the context and what it requires and then building our relationship in such a way that we can pull the different levers at different times to get things right. Sometimes we've got to be strict and hard on those limits, and other times we can just back right off and say, hey, what do you reckon?
Because the show's been wildly successful, and I think one of the really key things here, Albie, is because it's been a chance for us as an entire country to judge other parents. Because the second you become a parent, all of a sudden, you feel this sense of entitlement. Oh, geez, I wouldn't be doing that. Once your kids get to school and stuff, Justin, anybody who says they're not judging other people's parenting is a damn dirty liar.
You know what? Not just that. I reckon I actually judged parenting more before I had kids. Before I had kids, I knew all the damn answers. And I would watch people with their kids and I'd be like, oh, my kids won't do that. And all of a sudden I've got six of them now. I know, hold your breath. Six girls. But the baby, she's in grade one.
So oh, I've got three teenagers. Mate.
Yeah, spread right out across like 14, 15 years.
Oh. You know, one of the things with the show, though, I was ready to prejudge some of these because the nature parents, for instance, I'm thinking, there's no way I'd
dirty
be
hippies.
Adopting any of these things. But I found myself thinking, you know what? That's the best result. The nature parents get the best result in that. So you're right. You're kind of picking the eye teeth out of all of these different styles and thinking, there's not one fix for everything, is there?
We're not trying to confuse people here, but there's so many different ways to raise your kids. And that's why I think when we go back to the fundamentals and you look at all 10 sets of parents in this show, they all do three things really well. Number one, they love their kids like crazy. They're responsive to them. They're attentive to them. They're in their lives. Number two, they set limits with their kids. Now, some of them are a little bit more hardcore about limits than others, but they still have limits. And the third thing, again, this lever that matters so much is giving the kids some autonomy so they can figure stuff out for themselves. As you watch these 10 sets of parents, they're really just doing those three things to different degrees depending on the context. And that's why I think we can learn so much from watching the show.
Final nights tonight and tomorrow night, we get down to the pointy end, don't we?
So tonight, we get to watch two more sets of parents. We've got Brett and Tony, the two dads. They're going to have their super challenge in the crowded house. And we're also going to see our strict parents, Andrew and Miriam. And I can tell you now that both of these challenges have their moments. Things go generally okay, but there's some really big difficulties that come with both of them. Then we work out who heads off tomorrow night for the wilderness challenge, and do we crown? I don't know. I'm not going to say there's any winners. Parenting's the winner. The families are the winners. But we find out which set of parents end up at the top of the tree for parental guidance season one.
Well, congratulations on the experiment. It's been
massive.
Very, very interesting, and it concludes over the next couple of nights on Channel 9, Parental Guidance. Dr. Justin Colson, many thanks for your time.
Hey, great to talk to you, gentlemen, and see you on the telly.